Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you shall become a plain. And he shall bring forward the top stone amid shouts of grace, grace to it. Most Bible teachers will look at this and say, oh, this is just a metaphor, just a picturesque language describing a really difficult task. That's what this great mountain refers to. No! No, no, no! Israel had just returned from more than a century in the heart of Mesopotamia, where the creator God of the pantheon there was called the Great Mountain. God had just brought his people back from the heart of his territory. In fact, when you look at Ezekiel chapter 1 and the throne room vision, God in his glory, the wheels within wheels and the four and the cherubim, the throne guardians, Ezekiel mentioned that the vision takes place over the Kivar Canal. Sharon caught this during one of our Bible studies. The Kivar Canal, in fact, it's so important that Ezekiel mentions it five more times throughout the book. The vision I had at the first over the Kivar Canal. Why was that important? Because the Kivar Canal was the canal dug off the Euphrates to run right through the city of Nippur, which was where Enlil's temple, the Ikur, the house of the mountain, was located. The great mountain's temple, the mountain house. Ezekiel saw God's throne room appear in the sky right above the temple of the chief god of Mesopotamia.
Skywatch TV's Defender Conference, The Unveiling. Register now. Scan the QR code or log on to DefenderConference.com.